Well, happy Sunday morning to you, and I also want to say an early Merry Christmas to all of you that are watching, all of you listening. Amen. Feliz Domingo por la mañana y un feliz Navidad adelantada. Amen. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home where we honor God, we love families, and we pursue excellence. Amen. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. Amen. So praise God. Bienvenidos a todos que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to be talking today about choose joy. We have choices. And you know what? This is Christmas season. So, you know, why not choose joy? Amen. But then again, I also put on there on a daily basis. The Bible says this is the day the Lord has given us. Rejoice. Be glad in it. So be joyful. You know, some of us have been sad too long. We got to give our frowns a break and smile once in a while. You may, your face might fall off. But, you know, you scare people. Don't go around scaring people, you know. Be joyful. You know, it makes people mad and they want to know why you're smiling all the time. Then you can open it. They open up to you and you tell them, because Jesus loves me. Amen. And he can do the same for you. He loves you so much that he will sacrifice. He allowed himself to be sacrificed. I'm excited. But you know what? Let's grab our swords of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. So praise God. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, I got a couple of nuggets. Scripture breaks I want to read at you first. Amen. So, and the first one is this. You know, this is a season to be joyful. The Christmas season. Amen. Praise God. It says, be joyful. Do not panic. Take a faith stand. God's word says he'll deliver you from every situation. Amen. Be of good cheer. Being cheerful may take some take more determination than any other thing you've ever done before. But God will give you the strength to do it. He'll give you the power to be cheerful in the midst of most ugly things the devil can bring against you. And you know what the Bible says? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. But God gives us the strength. Amen. It says, be glad, rejoice, sing praise, and give him thanks for your deliverance. He will bring you through the storms of life just fine. Says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. And we're going to be talking about joy. Amen. The next one says, don't worry. Some of us are worrying champions. We need to be worrier champions for God. Amen. Not worry champions. Amen. If you're going to worry, why pray? And if you're going to pray, don't worry. Amen. So, man, write that down and go with it. Amen. And I also want to remind you, we're here and you're here to be encouraged. You're here to be empowered. That's what the body of Christ does as church, as members, and as believers. We're here to be empowered, not entertained. Amen. A lot of churches are doing that. You know, we're not here to entertain you. We're here to teach you what the Word of God says so that you could be empowered and go out into the world. Amen. And it says there's giants waiting for you out there. But you know what? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But you got to submit yourself to God. You resist that. And he'll give you the strength for it. Amen. Woo, praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the future. He says, don't bring your yesterdays into tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Tomorrow is a new day. It's a new beginning. Let him handle your yesterdays and your tomorrows. Cast all cares on him. We're going to be talking a lot about that. We need to cast it on him. Don't be impatient. You know, don't worry about it. Just give it to him because he says so. Jesus was put on the cross. Jesus went to the cross and all these cares was put on him so that we don't have to go through it. He wants us to be here. He put us here to be champions, not losers. And not warriors. He put us here to go and fulfill what he's called us to do. Each one of us has a call on their life. And he knows each and every one of us by name. Amen. So you're a somebody. You're not a nobody. You're a somebody. I don't care what people say. You're a somebody going somewhere to happen for Jesus. Amen. So, you know, He cares about you. Let go and let God. Let Him do what He does best. Empower you, grace you, lead you, and guide you. Let Him teach you what to say and show you where to go. He's given you a new day. So, Bible says, rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Why are you not fulfilling what the Word says? You know, you got to get the Word and speak the Word. Amen. He says, if you submit yourself to God, you resist the devil. He's already done it. You know, the devil's a defeated foe. Jesus defeated him. So don't let a defeated foe overtake you. Amen. If he's out there looking for a ride, don't give him a ride because he'll want to drive you. Amen. And Matthew 6:34 in the NIV says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. But you know what? Whatever troubles, whatever cares, whatever comes your way, whatever circumstances, don't let that dictate what kind of day you're going to have. You cast it on Him, and you're going to press on because you're going to be glad and rejoice. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up, and thank you for giving me a new day that I can rejoice and be glad in. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. If you're going to worry, you ain't going to be joyful. And we can tell because it's going to show. And this one says, the battlefield of the mind. If you don't know, you know now. Where does the enemy attack the most? The mind. You have thoughts in there, okay? And you got to just go through them thoughts. You know, if you know it don't line up with the Word of God, it ain't God, you know? And you just got to delete them and get them out of there, you know, before you speak them out. If you meditate on those things long enough, you're going to speak it. So you don't want to speak negative things. You don't want to sow bad things. You want to sow good things, positive things. Amen? So the battlefield is the mind. And the Bible tells us what? Renew your mind often. Not just daily or yearly or whatever, but as often as needed, renew your mind to the Word of God. Amen? Ooh, because the enemy's busy. He says every battle is won or lost in the arena of your mind. A heartbreaking story is when the Israelis disobeyed God by refusing to take possession of the land He had given them. Sadly, they saw themselves small and weak. You know what? People are going to say things that are not so nice. And they're going to disqualify you and say you're not good enough. And say ugly things about you. But you know what? It says, small, you're going to see yourself as a nobody. You're going to put yourself, they're going to put you down and you're going to stay down. Don't do that. It don't line up with the Word of God. That's not what God thinks about me. That's not what God says about me. That's not what the Word of God says. So I'm not accepting it. I'm going to receive what God has for me, and I'm going to press on. Amen. It says they believed their own minds that they were as grasshoppers. The Bible says so. It says before giants, grasshoppers before giants. Therefore, they were unable to fulfill God's call. You know, everybody's going to say you're not good enough. And you're going to think that. And you're going to say, well, why aren't you doing something for God? Well, I'm not good enough. That's what everybody says. So I'm just going to stay down. No. He says, be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. And you're just sitting doing nothing. And Jesus came and He pressed on and He fulfilled what He was called to do. And He wants us to do the same thing. But we got to stay connected to our power source. Amen. And we're going to press through. Amen. Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You need some strength, you go to Him. You say, Lord, I need your strength. But you know what? You get full of the Word and you're all charged up and you're ready to go. You're going to press on. Amen. Because of the Israelis' fears, the giants were empowered. You're empowering those things over you. Don't let the enemy, don't let nobody, no person hold you down and disqualify you. It says, what giants in your world are being empowered because of your fears? Remember, we're to walk by faith, not by sight, not by fear. Amen. It says, it was fear alone that caused the Israelis to miss out on the promise of God. Don't miss out on God's promises for you. Amen. Because you're thinking the wrong things, because you hurt the wrong things, and it hurts your feelings. So I'm just going to disqualify myself and sit down and do nothing. That way I don't bother anybody. Well, you know what? You're being neutral. He says, don't be lukewarm. Amen. You got to stay on fire for God. But you know, you got to flame those things with the Word of God. And you got to have some hot flames going. Amen. So you have to do that. Don't let nobody else do it for you. You do it yourself. Because if you ain't got no fire going, guess what? The devil and the world's going to have their way with you. Amen. He's given us every weapon we need to fulfill what he's called us to do. But if you're not doing that, you're going to be defeated. Don't be sad. Don't be defeated. Amen. We're here to be joyful. Amen. It says, confront your fears today and be empowered by God's word. It is your time. So press on, child of God. Woo, hallelujah. You ain't no grasshopper for God. Amen. So just know that. And he's called you. He's anointed you. And he's equipped you. And you got everything it takes to press on. Amen. So know that. Don't sit back and do nothing. It says choose God this Christmas season. Choose God. Yeah, choose joy. It says an early Merry Christmas to you. Watching those of you listening, just wanted to say early happy or Merry Christmas to you. Amen. It says Jesus is the reason for the season. It says Jesus, the greatest gift given. Amen. So know this. I mean, why we celebrate this season, amen, is because of Jesus. And not because of presents or whatever else, you know. It's because of him, amen. Praise God. It's early Merry Christmas. Keep going. We've got a few nuggets I want to read at you. It says, choose Jesus this Christmas season. Keep going. Joy, excuse me. Choose joy. It says, Jesus is the reason for the season. It's just a whole bunch of them. Keep going, Carmen. It says, Jesus, the greatest gift given. Amen. And you say, well, you know, I don't have anything to give. Well, you know, Pastor Pat, a few minutes ago, give us this. And I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But if you don't have anything to give, know this. It says every day is a day to give. So live to give. Believers have more to give than finances. That's the first thing you think is finances. It says God gave his only son, Jesus. Jesus gave his life for us. For us to have salvation, for us to have receive him as Lord and Savior and live in heaven with him. And you have a joyful life, amen, with him in heaven. It says believers can give, you can give your best, give yourself, give your life. And John 3:16 is our scripture coming up, but it says, for God so loved the world, he gave. He was the first to give. So they say, well, he never gave anything. Yeah, he gave his son, he sacrificed his son, and Jesus gave his life. For us to have life, eternal life with him, amen. His only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Luke 6:38 says this, says, give and it will be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. Who will be given unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. We cannot outgive God. Amen. So we don't try. But, you know, if you give, he's going to give back to you good measure, pressed down and shaken together. I mean, and that's packed down. It says you can give Jesus. Amen. We're here to be his ministers of reconciliation, bringing the lost of the world into his kingdom. Amen. And being his ambassadors, his mouthpiece on earth. So we are the church. We are the body of Christ going somewhere to happen for somebody. And every one of us has their own testimony that we can share and give and say, you know what? I used to be where you are. I used to do what you was doing. But you know what? I gave my life to Christ. And man, everything changed. Amen. It says the old is gone, the new is in. Amen. That's called being born again. Amen. People still remember the old you, but they don't see the new you. But you know your words and actions have changed. Amen. Ooh, praise God. You can give yourself. You can give your time. You can give your heart, your love, your compassion. You can give a smile. You can give a cheerful attitude, appreciation, encouragement. You can give a hope. You can give a prayer. And you can live to give. Amen. That's just a few. But don't say, I don't have anything to give. You can give up yourself. Jesus gave himself. You know, when the Father and the Son met in heaven, and he said, you know what, son, I want my people back. So I'm going to have to send you to be sacrificed. And Jesus could have said, you know, hey, I like it up here. I don't want to go. And we could have been lost for eternity. But Jesus agreed, and he came, and he was sacrificed. You know, being sacrificed is not a light thing. It's a bad, it's an ugly thing. And he went through some things that we never go through. But he went through it, and he fulfilled his mission. And he wants us to fulfill our mission too. But you got to stay full of the power, full of him, and stay connected to him, your power source. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Let me see what else we got, Carmen. It says, don't let the devil or anyone steal your joy. Amen. That's why you stay full of the word. So no matter what you hear, what you say, or what you see, it's not going to determine your joy. Amen. So don't let the devil or anyone he uses to steal your joy. Amen. Keep your joy. It says, be joyful. It drives people crazy. They want to know why you're always smiling. Because I love Jesus and he loves me. Amen. And you could have Jesus too. All you need to do is receive him as your Lord and Savior. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. It says, don't let the sadness of your past and the fear of your future ruin the happiness of your presence. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Even if it makes people mad. Even if it makes your family mad. Sometimes you got to watch out for your family. Amen. You got to be careful. Okay, keep going. It says, separate yourself from blessing blockers. There's all kinds of blessing blockers out there, you know. They don't want to see you. They don't want to see you blessed. Amen. They just want to block and say, wait a minute. You know, this is not right. Well, you know, you can have blessings too. He's blessed every one of us. But we got to be on the winning team. We got to be on his team. Amen. Keep going. Hallelujah. Well, there we are. And New King James says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now, I put that on there in parentheses. An everlasting life, a joyful life. You think it's going to be a sad life being in heaven with Jesus? No, it's going to be joyful. So praise God. And the Amplified says, for God so greatly loved and deeply prized the world that he even gave his own one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him and trusts in him as Savior should not perish but have eternal life. A joyful life with him. Amen. So praise God. You know, you can have it if you want it. But you have to confess him and make changes. And when you change, you know, the Bible says the old is gone and new is in. And you know, it doesn't matter if people try to hold it against you. The enemy sent people to say, you know, you know, we know you. You're nobody. Amen. You're a loser. You're this. You're a drug addict. You're a drunk. You're this. You're that. You know, it doesn't matter. That's the old life. So you know what? Don't be a prisoner of your past. Amen. And from now on, be a God pleaser, not people pleaser. I'm not trying to please nobody except God, you know. And sometimes it's going to make people mad. Hey, you used to go come party with us. Well, I've changed partners. Jesus is my partner now, so I'm going to clean that up. Amen. Keep going. These are good. Again, we've already said it quite a few times, but it says Psalms 118:24, easy to read version, says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy today. Today, you know, tomorrow, when tomorrow comes, it's going to be today. So be happy today. That means daily. Amen. New Life version says this. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be full of joy. You know, it's going to make some people mad, you know, because they want to tell you why they're mad. And they want to tell you why they're having the problem they're having. You know why you're having your problem? It's because you haven't cast it on him. Because you haven't given it to him. Amen. And you know what? You're going to have the problem you got. He's already given us a way out. And we're still in the hole. We're still holding on to it. You know, let's not do that anymore. Amen. Psalms 118:24 in the New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. I, Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. But you have to decide. Don't let the circumstances of life dictate what kind of day you're going to have. Amen. Get your priorities right. Jesus first. I've had it on here somewhere, but it says, dethrone yourself and put Him over your life. Amen. Make Him Lord of your life. Amen. Anyway, it says, believers, do not be ashamed to say Merry Christmas. It is not Happy Holidays. You'd be surprised everywhere I go, everybody says, oh, Happy Holidays. But it's politically correct. You know, they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Merry Christmas is not Xmas. It is Merry Christmas. Jesus paid the price. He was supposedly born on this day. Amen. But it says the attitude of celebrating Christmas is give, 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 not just receive. It's not just give, 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 but receiving, getting, and taking. And I've already read to you the give list. Live to give. You can give all kinds of things besides finances. Amen. So, praise God. There should be celebrating. There should be giving. There should be rejoicing and gladness and happiness. Again, John 18:24 tells us that. It says believers should be the most joyful people in the world. Why? Because we know about Jesus. And we've made Jesus our Lord and Savior. We should be happy. And we're not letting circumstances dictate what kind of day we're going to have. We're going to say we're going to rejoice in this day God has given us. Rejoice and be glad. Cast it all on Him. Philippians 4:6 says in New King James, be anxious for what? Nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Amen. The Amplified says, do not be anxious or worried about anything. If you're worrying about something, you haven't turned it over. You haven't given it to Him. He says, give it to me. Amen. Cast it on me. About anything, but in everything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. Amen. Amen. So, whew, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. It says, let me read it to you the way I wrote it here. It says, do not be anxious, nervous, concerned, fearful, and uneasy, or worried, bothered, troubled, or upset about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your special requests known to God. Amen. So, Jesus had the opportunity to go through all these things, but He never sinned. Amen. And you know what? When He needed something from Father, He went right to the Father and says, Father, I need Your strength. Father, I need You. Amen. Because He went through some ugly things that we never gone through. And He went through worse things that we never gone through. Amen. So remember that. 1 Peter 5:7-8, easy to read version says, give all what? Worries to Him. Because what? He cares for you. Says, control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy. Only enemy you have is the devil. And he goes around like a roaring lion looking someone to attack and eat. Amen. And the New King James says, casting all care upon Him. For He cares about you. Don't let nobody tell you God don't care for you. Or don't let nobody tell you God put something on you. Or God is treating you bad for whatever reason. He ain't got no good, bad things to give you. Amen. He ain't got no sickness to give you. There's no bad things in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. So He put it on Jesus. Amen. And then Jesus says, Father, forgive him. If you go and confess your sins, He's going to forgive you. If you go and confess Him as Lord and Savior, He's going to receive you. Amen. We need to live for Him. Amen. The New King James says, casting all cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know how he knows who to devour? Whatever's coming out of your mouth, whatever you're confessing, you're opening the door, and he's coming. He don't have to knock your door down. He's a wide open. All he has to do is just walk in. Amen. So be careful what you're thinking. As long as you're thinking it, it's not manifest yet. Because you have to speak it. Once you speak it, you've sown it. Amen. So as long as you're thinking it hasn't been sown yet, but you can delete it and say, I'm not thinking that way. That's not what the Word of God says. But you got to know what the Word says so you can say, that's not, that don't line up with the Word. Amen. So praise God. So 1 Peter 5:7, it says, when you become Christian, everything is great. But your when your priorities change, your joy and your happiness go out. And the world comes in. And they're happy to oblige you. That world, you're just going to open the door and that world is just going to come in. It says newness goes out and then the old comes back. The old sin, the bad ways, the bad habits, the bad friends. All of a sudden you're hanging out where you used to, and that's not right. So you have to be careful. It says stay full, stay connected, and keep your mind renewed as often as needed. Amen. As often as needed, because sin is always out there. It says sin comes to everybody. It says too many Christians struggling through life. Too many Christians living in sad, struggling, and defeated lives. We should be joyful, happy, shouting victory. Because the greater one is with us. He says he never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's always with us. Amen. So praise God. And Nehemiah 8:10 says, thank you. It says Psalms 55 and 22 says, give what? Your worries to the Lord. See, he's telling us, give it to me. Why are you still holding on to it? You know what gives mean? It says, give it to me. Your worries to the Lord, and He will care for you. He will never let those who are good be defeated. New King James says, cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Amen. So we're strong through Him. We're strong in Him. And the Amplified says, cast all your burden on the Lord. Release it, and He will sustain and uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, slip, fall, or fail. Amen. Praise God, man. Lord, have your way, Lord. I'm letting go and I'm letting God. Amen. You need to do the same thing. Start celebrating your life. Be joyful. Be happy. Don't just endure your days. Enjoy your days. Because His Word says so. Be glad. Rejoice in it. Amen. It says, smile will give your face a lift and a spiritual high. You want to get high? Get high on the Most High. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. It says, stay high with the Most High. Jesus says, get with Christian friends and enjoy. Get free, laugh, and smile. Psalms 34:8 says this. Ooh, okay. Thank you. Nehemiah 8:10. We're just going to go with the bottom part, though, the B part. It says, don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And the bottom says the same thing. It says, don't sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I guarantee you, Jesus went to the Father many times. And He went to pray. And many times, the Bible says He went to pray. Well, you know what He was doing. He was going to the Father and says, Father, I need your strength, because if I don't have your strength, He might strangle some few folks there. He went through the same thing. He was human. Amen. Psalms 34:8 says, New Living Translation, taste and see what? That the Lord is good. Oh, that the joy of those who take refuge in Him. New King James, and taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. And the Amplified says, oh, taste and see that the Lord our God is good. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be, envied is the man who trusts and takes refuge in Him. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. And He's going to bless you. But you got to be on His side. You got to be on His team. Amen. You can't be lukewarm and straddle the fence, you know, and try to please the world and God. Decide now, you know, if you want to change. You make the right change. He wants full-time custody, not just part-time believers. We hear this all the time. Part-time believers is no match for a full-time devil. You got to be full-time. Amen. He'll chew you up and spit you out. Psalms 37:4-5 says, enjoy serving the Lord, and He will give you whatever you ask for. It says, depend on the Lord, trust in Him, and He will help you. New King James says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Amen. Joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 17 and 22 says, keep going. Says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. That's the NIV. The English Standard Version says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed heart dries up the bones. Man, you don't want that. New King James says, a merry heart. You see, one of them's cheerful, one of them's joyful, and the other one is the bottom. The New King James says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Amen. So being joyful is a good thing. Don't be sad. Don't be down and out, you know. It says every morning when you wake up, I encourage you, declare it out loud. It says, I'm going to enjoy this day. Why? Because, again, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, even if it makes people mad. Man, you don't know what I've got to do. You don't know my priorities. Well, you know what? If you put God first, your priorities are going to lighten up. And you're not going to worry about it. Amen. So praise God. John 15:11 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Amen. Amplify says, I have told you these things so that my joy and my delight may be in you, and that your joy may be full and complete and overflowing. We always talk about, you know, when you get in the Word and study the Word to overflowing. Amen. Because out of the overflow, you're going to minister to people. And you're going to share with people. You know, it ain't going to overflow if you're not studying. If you're not meditating on the Word, you're going to be empty. I've said it many times, but you can't drive your car on an empty tank. You need to put some gas in it. You need to put some fuel in it for that thing to be a useful machine. Amen. But we have to do the same thing. As children of God, we got to stay full of Him. He's our power source. Amen. The Holy Spirit with us, you know, speak to Him, you know, and He's going to guide you and lead you in the right place and do the right thing. Amen. Who greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Praise God. It says, decide to be joyful, happy, and smile right where you are. Bloom, blossom where God has planted you, wherever God has set you. You know, we spend more time being sad about, well, man, I don't like it here. We say all kinds of things, you know, but you know what? Just be cheerful. You know what? John, the Apostle John, spent 2/3 of his life in prison. And he was a very educated man. And he wrote 2/3 of the Bible. New Testament, excuse me. Thank you. The New Testament. Paul. Yes, excuse me. Paul. I got my apostles right. I mean wrong. But Paul, he spent most of his life in prison. Amen. So, you know, we have it nice and easy, and we're still complaining. He was locked up, but the prison didn't have him because he still fulfilled what God wanted him to do. And, you know, and you can fulfill, doesn't matter where you are, you can still fulfill what God wants you to do. Amen. So he's a great example. Jesus came and fulfilled what he had to do. And he's called every one of us to do something. Whatever it is, you know, you go to him, you find out what it is he wants you to do. But we're to be his ministers of reconciliation and his ambassadors, his mouthpiece here on earth. Amen. So praise God. Make a firm decision to enjoy every day. Walk with him. And when you do, you will begin to experience the abundant life. Jesus died to give you an abundant life. And John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. And I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The Amplified says the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it abundant to the full till it overflows. Amen. So praise God. Man, thank you, Lord. Woo, praise God. I think we're going to close there. because I've got a whole lot more to go. So in closing, I just wanted to say an early Merry Christmas to you that are watching, those of you listening. And also, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So joy is a good thing. Amen. Praise God. It says, remember, enjoying the abundant life Jesus died and gave you is based on a decision you make, not your circumstances. Amen. So I want to live for Him, and I want to have a joyful life. Amen. John 10:10 again says, the thief only comes in order to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He says, I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Joy, listen, joy is God's gift to us. But some of us have never even opened our package. Amen. Joy is the gift of God to us. But some of us have never opened that package. God is waiting for you to open it. Amen. Sometimes we're too set in our ways. Amen. We got to get away from that. Amen. And accept His ways. He says, my way, He says, the only way to the Father. He says, He is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to the Father except through Him. So we got to make a change. Receive Him and stop dethroning ourselves and accept Him. Amen. And live the life He wants us to live. A joyful life. Amen. Praise God. It says, one day when you get to heaven, God is going to ask you, why didn't you open your joy gift? It says, you could have had a smile instead of a frown for all those years. You know, that worrying and that frown is not going to help you none at all, except age faster and look mean all the time. He said, you wonder why people never come around you. It's not, well, He is the joy and the lifter of our heads. Psalms 3:3 in the expanded Bible says, but God, you are our sheep, my shield, my protector, my wonder, God, my glory, who gives me courage and lifts up my head, amen, that I can walk joyfully wherever I go. Amen. So, again, remember that this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be joyful and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. Did you receive something, church? Praise God. If you don't receive it, I'll take it all. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Ooh, praise God. You know, you watching, you listening, if you never accepted Him, you know, now's the time. You know, let Him be your gift. Amen. This is your gift. He came as a gift. Amen. So you receive Him. All you have to do is say, Lord, I receive You. I've sinned against You. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Amen. And He will. He won't reject you like the world does. He'll receive you. Amen. And then He'll say, you know what? Press on. Amen. He's got an assignment for you. He's got a call for you. He's equipped you and He's anointed you for you to go and fulfill what it is He wants you to do. Amen. If you're running from God, you know it's time you stop running. You know you've accepted Him. Now you're running. Just repent and rededicate yourself back to Him. Amen. And start pressing for Him and start doing for Him. Amen. He didn't take, you know, He don't take His call from you. We reject Him. We walk away from Him. Amen. So if you haven't received Him, receive Him. If you're running from Him, stop running and come back to Him. Amen. So praise God. You have sickness in your body? Speak to it. What are you going to speak to it? The Word of God. By Jesus' stripes, I'm well. I'm healed. Praise God. Amen. No malfunctions in your body. Speak to your body. I speak to mine all the time. Line up with the Word and receive your healing now. I receive no sickness in my body. Amen. I receive no sickness. I rebuke it. I command it to go in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. It's time to give. To those watching, those listening, you still want to give your tithes and offerings, you still can. Just go to our website, nbcbigben.com. Press that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. God loves you and we love you. And remember, He is your one and only. Amen. And there's no other one. Amen. He loves you so much. All you need to do is just come to Him. Amen. So praise God. God bless you. We love you. And have a Merry Christmas.